The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be here in a minute. I had to call her and say I forgot something, and so she had to turn around and go back and get it for me. It's not easy being married to me. Good morning, everybody. It is the 17th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our camera is on so you can see me in studios. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And Katrina's here. Christina's here. Katrina. See, this is what happens. And I'm going to explain to everybody what happened here in a couple minutes. But good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm always happy to be back at work, to be honest. I feel the best here.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it.
Of course. My home.
Is there a national day out there?
Yes. It's kind of interesting, but today is National Credit Score Day.
Credit Score Day. I've noticed my credit score has gone up, and I'm trying to figure out why.
That's great.
Because I'm not doing anything different. So if you ever check your credit score, it tells you why, you know, your credit score is such. And it's always nice to know that I've got 100% paying my bills on time, which is interesting. I didn't realize. This is what happens when you put all your bills in that auto pay in a bank. They just all go out. You don't have to worry about them. What else is it? What else?
Also, today is National Day, Get to Know Your Customer.
Get to Know Your Customer Day.
And also Poetry Day.
What?
Poetry.
Oh, Poetry Day?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I can go with those. Weather. Let's talk about weather. It rained yesterday. It's funny. It rains in, you know, we've got so many different areas around here. Like it was raining here in town, and we went up to South Fork where our transmitter is. Take a look at it and, just do some adjustments. And it's, South Fork is a mountaintop. It's got lots of antennas on it. You see it on your way heading, to Whiskeytown Lake. It's over there on the right hand side, and it's, a dirt road with several turns on it that are kind of tight. And the it had rained, but not much. What it did was it settled the dust up there, which is good. And then somebody sent me, a friend of mine living in Palo Cedro, sent me a video of what was going on out there. And it was raining like you can't believe out in Palo Cedro. And but as you know, it rained here a little while yesterday, but not bad. So here we are within 15 minutes of us. It's raining really hard. We didn't get that rain here. And then up in South Fork, it wasn't raining at all, but there's a lot of fog. So the weather's kind of strange. And Linda, good morning.
We do have a let's work on that mic a little bit. We do have a red flag warning today. It's sunny with a high near 70. It's, it's a little bit of a sweater weight today. But we have, it is windy outside, and a little smoky in the air as well. 24 miles per hour were gusts. I'm sure that's what the warning is about. Tonight clear with around 48. Have you seen the moon? Of course, I get up at 5. I take the dog out for a walk. So my moonwalk is early in the morning, but it's absolutely beautiful. You could see it on the way to work today, Friday, tomorrow, actually, with temperatures around 75. And again, gusts of wind, that's the warning, with 24 miles per hour. And tomorrow night, mostly clear skies, overnight lows are around 56. Now the winds are going to die down tomorrow night. Saturday calls for sunny with a high near 85. Here, listen to this, folks. The weather's going back up on 85 on Saturday, and 77 on Sunday. Monday comes around 76, Tuesday back up to 81, and Wednesday at 82. So I guess that means you know, I always think about the clothes, the changing of the closets. But October's always been one of those months, I think, Carl, where you have warm weather. You don't know on Halloween Eve if you're going to be freezing or if it's just going to be like you could wear, you know, sleeves. So So the weather, and there you go, cold and sunny today. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
I told him you were coming in just a little bit. Well, you came in here on time, obviously, that I had called you and said, because I had forgotten things, and that for 14 years we did business with Mount Shasta Springwater. They were bought by some company. And that didn't work out. So we have another company that's really good that's bringing us in our water. But we're providing our own coffee now. So
coffee and all the stuff the other things.
The stuff goes with it. And that's fine. However, when I noticed that we were out of coffee yesterday and I said, I've got to go out and buy coffee, I forgot.
Okay.
And so.
So you transferred it.
I transferred it over to you this morning and said, can you bring some coffee in?
That's why I'm reading the weather at 7-Eleven, because I just walked in. And I brought the king, the colonel, his coffee. And
without coffee, this could be a long morning.
Who do we have on today?
Well, the first hour is going to be open line, and we've got a lot of things to discuss. And then 8 o'clock, Bob Nash from Nash Farms is coming in.
Hey, did we... Sue is still in the other room, and I forward her just the loveliest email from Peter Griggs from Shasta College that said, because we were gone Monday, we came back, as we all know, I have elderly parents, and so my dad, we had to go down there and do some things with them. So 93 and 91, and it had been 6 weeks since he had his prostate surgery, and I really needed to see his face. Because they'll, oh, we're fine. And then I really need to see their skin color. I know that sounds weird, but we were so happy with how well they're doing.
They're doing really well. And he and I went out to Denials, which is that huge sale.
Roseville auction.
And it covers acres out there. And we walked around there, and he picked out a lot of vegetables and stuff that he wanted, and we wandered around, didn't see anything else that we really needed at that point. So,
but getting back to Sue, thank you for hosting the show that day and Peter saying such lovely things about, you know, what a joy it was to have you be the host. So, you know, we've got a great staff, and when we look around and we see all the things that are going on for people. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some of the upcoming events that are happening with the Think Pink Week, the week ahead, some of the stuff that's going on. And let's take a break here, early break. What do you think?
That sounds
good. So we can gather ourselves, and I can bring in the rest of the coffee.
I can go get that. Hey, the North Cal Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is going to be today. It's going to be down at the Sundial Bridge, of course. It goes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's going to be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall from 4:30 to 8:45. It's going to be learn more about breast cancer resources and support of in our community. Food trucks, entertainment, speakers, and information booths. It's just some of the things that are just going on, of course, today. And then on the 20th, they have a Panda Express Dine and Donate. And you can money goes for the Think Pink and cancer awareness here and women getting mammograms and all those kind of things. But that's going to be tonight from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. So it'd be a good way to go out and learn more about something that if you catch breast cancer, it's one of the three cancers if you catch early that you can be, you know, totally cured from. Breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer. And Stand Down 2024 for all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a handout, is going on right now at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside Fresoro Hall and Trinity Hall. The veterans have access to DMV, Drug and Alcohol Counseling, Veterans Administration, medical services, job services, and unemployment insurance information. What else? Pets are welcome there. They've got places for the pets. They have, I think, a veterinarian comes in and makes sure that the pets are okay. They get their shots and all this. So that's going on, and it's going to go today, tomorrow, and Saturday. It closes up on Saturday. If you'd like to help, if you'd like to volunteer and go out there and help, they still need people. Just give Jim a call at 530-356-0342. And they're bringing people in from Wairika, Mount Shasta, Castella, Shasta Lake City, Hayfork, Weaverville, Orville, Chico, Los Molinos, Red Bluff, and Cottonwood. So this is a great event that went away during the COVID fiasco and is back now. So if you want to help, like I said, just give Jim a call at 530-356-0342. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Redding. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Redding families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Redding's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Redding City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our Police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you're still looking to buy a electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utilities has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available.
Speaking of electric vehicles, we were at, coming back from Sacramento, we were at Grandzilla's. Grandzilla's. And we decided, you know, we had the dog with us, we decided we were going to spent a long time to go in there to get the deli. I think it was actually, I don't think I've been in there since the fire. We used to go into the bar area and have something to eat. I don't know. It just seems like we go back and forth. We're on a mission. I got to get there. Have a couple days to squeeze in and see the parents and then get out. So I don't mean like get out, but get back, you know. So anyway, we went into Grandzilla's and then walked, got a deli sandwich, walked across the street where they have picnic tables, and we had the dog, so we were outside with the dog, and we were sitting right there with all those charging stations. Would you say there were 12?
I think there's 12 to 14.
So you walked over because just out of curiosity for all these people that were plugging in, and that was the first time we'd been there where we saw, because we know that when we go to Harris Ranch on the way to L.A., Harris Ranch is a stopping place for a big electrical charge area. And I'm thinking probably that whole area in there, because people go charge their cars and go have something to eat. But what did that guy say? You went up to a guy who had his car plugged in, and you asked him a question.
About how long it was taking him, and he said about 30 minutes. And out of the 14 that were there, there was probably 10 of them being used. And he was from Oregon. And I was wondering that, you know, these were all said Teslas on them, but I guess you can buy converters that hook into your power cord there that, you know, if you have a different type of car that will fit the Tesla. And I asked him, how do you pay for it? And you have to get the Tesla app.
Okay.
And then you link it to a credit card. And so when you plug in, you use the app, and then it charges your credit card, whatever amount that is. I didn't ask him what the amount was. But Shoe Fire grew to almost 4,000 acres, while containment went up to 8% from 7% earlier in the day. As of Tuesday, 901 firefighters were assigned to the fire, 14 helicopters, 17 crews, 47 engines, 23 bulldozers, 21 water tenders, a masticator, and an excavator has been sent to fight the fire. Now, the problem is a human-caused fire broke out about October 9th, and it's cost so far $6.7 million. Now, the winds are picking up, and with the winds picking up, as you heard today, they looks like there's going to be power shutoffs. And when we went up to South Fork yesterday, there's a home up there. If you know, it's up on the right hand side, and it's a huge house, and had escaped the fire. But they're having a wedding there, and Pat's plan there. And the lady called him and said, it looks like we're not going to have power, that PG&E is cutting off the power this weekend due to excessive winds.
Right.
So, you know, but Pat's prepared for that. He's got his own power packs and everything
right.
that can work. So that's, but that it looks like there's could be there's a fire critical weather watch, and with the wind gust, as you said, up to 55 miles per hour, they're going to be shutting down power. So be prepared for that, my friends.
What does that mean? Make sure what do you do if you lose power for 2 days?
Well,
you've got to make sure. I mean, we're kind of the temperature is only going to be what? It's in the 70s this weekend.
It's not the temperature. It's things like you have in your refrigerator. If you've got appliances or you have medical devices that need power and all these things, you have to be prepared for all those kind of things. Some people have generators. Either the full house generator or generators that can run the refrigerator and other things. But what am I going to tell you? Except that you have to be aware of it and be prepared. So they're warning everybody, as you know, the PG&E.
Especially we have the red flag warning. And so the temperature, the gust up to 24, 25, and then tomorrow... over the weekend, they're saying it could be 18 miles per hour on Saturday.
Well, it's saying here is that they're concerned that northeast wind would gust up to 55. So any way you look at it, it looks like they are going to be turning off the power, but they're warning people. They may not, but they're warning people to be ready for it. So that's the update on the Shoe Fire. Kevin Cry was on yesterday and talking about measures P and Q. And if you look at your voter's guide, they don't make it easy on your voter's guide. They've got the so many propositions that are being offered this time, including changing the Constitution about...
Really?
Change the Constitution, that's Proposition 3. And it has to do with marriage and the changing it so it's a constitutional right to recognize fundamental right to marry regardless of sex or race. Now, people here in California have been able to marry no matter what their gender is, you know. Gay marriages have been going on for years now. And they're saying, but we need to put it in the Constitution. Now, the people that are saying that they don't want this to happen is they're saying it takes away, it goes too far. And it allows multiple partners in marriages, children being married to people, you know, all of these things. And so they're fighting it like that, saying it's too broad, that it allows any type of marriage in California. And the opponents to them say, no, that's wrong, that it's not going to change California laws. It says you can't be married, you know, if you're 12 or all those kind of things. So I would, we have a tendency when we make laws, is the
too much of a broad stroke?
Well, yeah, it's unintended consequences. It's like the when they did the Protecting the Species Act, they thought about people when they pictured it were thinking about polar bear cubs and sea otters and all these kind of things.
You're talking about spotted owl?
Yeah, well,
specifically.
It became spotted owl, got into it, but then it became grasses and water, groundwater and all these other things that had to be protected also. So there's a law of unintended consequences. So you have to ask yourself when you read this, and you need to, read it carefully, is that does it allow for all of these under the Constitution? Again, the opponents are saying, no, it doesn't, because, we have laws that prevent this. multiple partners being married. It's between a man, you know, between a man and a woman and a woman, a man and a man, this kind of thing. It's not, doesn't say anything about children being able to be married off, or that you can have, you know, you have a wedding with four people, or marry your dog. Doesn't say that, is what they're saying. So, but it's one of those things you really have to take a look at. I think the big one is the one that so many people have gotten into is Proposition 36, that puts a lot of teeth back in to laws that allow our police and our district attorneys to put people in jail for things that they right now are just misdemeanors. It changes them to felonies, like shoplifting. Anything under $950 is okay. Walking around with a lot of drugs is a misdemeanor now. They get a ticket and they just ignore it. They don't pay the tickets. They don't show up in court, whatever. Because Proposition 47 reduced punishments for some theft and drug crimes, this puts the teeth back into it. So Proposition 36 is being supported by law enforcement, by the district attorneys. You're seeing cities passing laws and making it harder on, you know, the thieves that are destroying property, destroying businesses, just running amok out there. And so, you know, I don't tell people how to vote, but Proposition 36 gives us a way of taking back our streets from criminals. It allows felony charges for possessing certain drugs and thefts under 950. Defendants who plead guilty to felony drug possession and it also offers treatment to these people. So once they complete the drug treatment, they can have their charges dismissed. So, I mean, it puts a hammer back in there so you can start helping people. The only way you were going to help people before is if once they were arrested, they were in the jail system, they were offered all these treatment programs, but without them ever going to jail, they're not going to avail themselves of these treatment programs. So, to me, Proposition 36 is going to kind of take back our streets and make our citizens and make our community safer. Let's take a break.
Be right back.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage cuckoo moth.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back. Tree Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:37 in the morning here on the 17th of October. And it's about 57 degrees out there and smoke. Yeah, we've got still got smoke. The Shoe Fire is still growing. It's about 8% contained. And there are a whole lot of people out there fighting that fire. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials and delays and all this, you need some help there, and that would be Patrick Gorman. He has a workers' compensation office in Palo Cedro that he has grown into the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He really fights for his clients. You're going to be talking to him. When you call 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and you're going to be talking to Patrick. You're not going to be talking to assistants or paralegals or whatever. You'll talk to Patrick himself. Insurance company and have so many ways that they can kind of delay things and maybe say that you don't rate certain treatments and all this, and this is when you need help. And that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168.
Well, as we know that they were scheduled to come on Friday, and if you realize not to bring that up, but I mean, we had an internet downage or outage all day long, and it affected a lot of businesses again. And when you think it's vandalism, I just, to me, again, this is like starting a fire. It's a form of terrorism because you're affecting the downline that happens when you do an act, and it's a ripple effect. And it is an act of evil. You're vandalizing something, which then affects computer outages, which affects businesses, which affects banks, which affects gas stations. I mean, you could only go to the gas station, you could only use cash because there was...
And the government is getting you so that, and businesses are getting you to, that they don't want to take cash. So you don't carry cash around. I mean, I carry cards around. I carry some cash. Luckily, I had $20,
right,
which was enough to get me to where I was
going. To the horse and back.
To the horse and back.
Yeah.
Because that was all the cash I had on me.
Yeah.
The and you can say, well, you know, you should have more cash. But here's the thing is vandals cut through this. How did they get to it?
This is the second time now.
Yeah.
This is the second time that we've had an outage. And I remember our friends who... You know, or in the business of, you know, taxes and handling people's accounts and money. It was, again, when you think, we don't even realize doctor's offices, people that run on where they have to have
medical
access,
records.
Yes, and they, all of a sudden it goes down. Anyway, so, that day, that was Friday, but there's so many things that are going on, and when we talked about at the beginning of the show today about Shasta College, I just want to, remind you, if you're standing next to your calendar, jot some of the stuff down, that we have some incredible things. They still have it. If you want to see local theater, of course, we have great theaters here in Reading, but at Shasta College, they have these wonderful plays, and they've got one that goes until this weekend. It's called Doll's House. So if you are still there, they've got tickets available as well. Now, something coming up. Epic Battles of History. Here's the read. The roaring crash of cannons, the sizzling hum of a lightsaber, and the nail-biting tension of a meeting an unknown enemy. All of these and more will whisk audiences through the emotional roller coaster of battle when the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Dr. Jeff Specht, music director, brings to life epic battles of history. Get your tickets now for Saturday, October 26th. This runs from 7:30 to 9:30. And the Shasta College Theater will be vibrating with the sounds of battle, featuring Bradley Martin piano and epic works of Beethoven's Wellington's Victory, William Yoda's theme, An Imperial March, Goldsmith music, Star Trek's First Contact, Bernstein's selection from The West Side Story, Victory at Sea. I mean, some of these wonderful. Can you imagine being in a room and hearing all these great real-life symphony doing that? So if you're into that, it's just $15, and it's $10 for seniors, $5 for students. So
Scott's going to be on the show here soon.
Yeah, but this is under the direction of Dr. Jeff Speck. He's the music director out there. So
this guy's great.
Yeah, so this is the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, okay? Now, there's also out at Shasta College, a jazz big band ensemble and jazz combo will be holding their fall concert November 1st at 7:30 at the Shasta College. You also can go to Shasta College EDU Arts and Events, and this performance will be directed by Zach Gifford, just $7 general admission, $5 for seniors and students. So you have the opportunity to go out and see some incredible music, incredible works at Shasta College. Also, I'm going to be talking later on about what they're going to be coming on, but they have, which we're going to do this year. You know, usually we run around town, and for some of our clients have been with us for a long time, we'll drop off at Christmas time gifts, you know, sometimes. But they've got poinsettias for sale that are going to be, they're growing pink ones and red ones. So I've got to go dibs on like 20 poinsettias. And so they have this program out there at Shasta College, and we're going to talk more about that. Peter and I are going to be talking today because I'd love to just talk about that specific program that they do out at the farm area at Shasta College, one of the many great things that they do. And we also know if you're looking for Christmas trees and you're under a budget, Shasta College is the place to go, right? Where they actually, you could pick a tree out, they tie it on the top of your car, and it's a wonderful program. We've done that for about 3 years, and we've had a live tree from them, and they've always just been, one time we just had one delivered, so just pick one out. We like this type, and it came to our house in a, you know, tied up in its thing.
Net.
In the net, and we opened it up, and it was like the best surprise.
It was, and we've gotten trees there that are just absolutely perfect. And that money goes back to support the farm program and the other agricultural programs they have going on out there. So, hey, Four Winds Jewelry. Can I mention that because Christmas is coming up? Four Winds Jewelry. I've been shopping there for 17 years at Four Winds Jewelry. And I've always thought that this is just such a great place. Well, a lot of you also think that because it won the best in the North State for 2023 and 2024. And, gosh, it could do it again this year. Why? Because it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, stone cutter, fabulous selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's not a chain. It's not a, you know, group of stores. It's owned by here. It's been in business over 30 years. And the people that run it, Rebecca and Henry, they bought it from Leonard, who had had it, who had started the store. They're just doing a great job there. And
you know, December is their anniversary.
And December's their anniversary. And so you'll get, you know, and then you get price reductions there because it's their anniversary sales. Mm-hmm. And I've never been wrong anytime I went down there and picked you out a piece of jewelry.
Nope.
Ever. And that's
huge.
Saying something. Yes. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Stop. It's pumpkin time, and I'm back with a pumpkin rhyme. So get up, you'll make me ask you twice. Move your body to the pumpkin spice.
Spice, spice,
pumpkin spice, pumpkin spice, pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice. Is, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Thank you.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Christina says, I'm going to be playing pumpkin music.
Good, do it.
And Halloween music, and that's great. But pumpkin spice, this, you know, pumpkin spice is, I don't remember pumpkin spice when I was growing up. I don't remember pumpkin spice from 10 years ago, but it obviously was there.
Well, it's really popular in latte.
Everything is pumpkin spice.
I know, I know. I think it's just, maybe it's a fall factor scent, like you've got, you know, apple and cinnamon, and what are the stuff for Christmas? There's a certain smell that deals with cranberry. You know, cranberry doesn't remind me of Thanksgiving, even though it should. But, you know, fall is, yeah, it's really gone into the candles that smell of
It's lotions. Pumpkin spice everywhere.
Yes.
Pumpkin spice deodorant,
yeah.
Pumpkin spice hairspray,
just
pumpkin spice lips, you know, the chapstick.
Right, they have it at Trader Joe's. They have a whole area that's pumpkin this and pumpkin that.
You know, they're, frankly, one of my favorite chapstick flavors is bacon. Did you know they have bacon flavored chapstick?
Oh yeah, they've
there?
Got bacon
flavored stuff. I mean, bacon is it goes on beyond all seasons. The aroma of bacon, there's nothing that doesn't go good with bacon, except maybe pumpkin spice. I'm not sure. Pumpkin spiced bacon. My friends, in 20 days, there's going to be an election for the President of the United States. I know there's people out there, you've made up your mind. You've got your ballots in front of you. The Republican Party, just like the Democratic Party, is saying, vote now. Fill out your ballots and send them in. Well, Linda and I don't do that. We just go down the day of it with our filled out ballots and hand them in. I don't know. It's just because that's a tradition you and I have. But here's the thing. I don't care if you like Trump. I don't care if you like Harris. If you're still out there thinking, gosh, which way should I go? Just ask yourself this. It's a simple question. Are you better off now? Is the United States better off now than it was 4 years ago? And for me, that question is really easy, and it should be an easy answer. Inflation. You know, people may be getting raises, but they're still losing money because of inflation. Oh, inflation's down, but inflation's been up for 3.5 years. It's still inflation going on based on what's been in front of it. Inflation. So the economy. Are you feel safer walking down the streets with 10 million people that have come across our borders in the last 3 years? Are you feeling, you know, and it's not just people coming up here for looking for jobs. It's drugs, the amount of drugs that have come across our border. It's the amount of gangs that have come across our border. It's the, and you cannot tell me out of these 10 million people that some of them aren't terrorists that have come across our border. God forbid nothing happens with that. But they are, the chances of that happening are very much plausible. Is the world a safer place? We've got wars in Ukraine. We have wars in the Middle East that continue on and on. Just, you know, our military can't recruit the people they need. We're having to mothball ships. So because we don't have enough sailors for them, they're having to pay really high bonuses to get people into the military, and that's still not working. They reduced the number of people they say they need. Well, we don't need this many people in the Army. Really? With everything that's going on? If you go back and you look at what the government's supposed to do, a border, protect the border, infrastructure, and have a military that can protect us. How do we look now after this last 4 years? And I'm sorry, but if everything was percolating along, I'd say, well, you know what? They've done their job, and they haven't. So do you continue on in that same vein? And Harris says, well, when they asked her, well, what would you change from the Biden administration? She said, I can't think of one thing I'd do differently. But in this last interview, she says, well, I don't believe, I said that 5 years ago, but, you know, I've changed my mind. And she has said that about many things, everything from transgender surgeries in prisons to the border to all these other things. Now, I'm not saying is that you can change your mind. You can change your mind.
I think there's
But the bottom line is, do you want to continue going on in that same direction that's got us to where we are right now?
Well, Armstrong and Getty yesterday they had said some things that were really I could understand what they were talking about as far as where she was in the vice president role. I mean, with the vice president. Is, you know, you can have your ideas, but you're basically shadowing, I think, as a vice president.
You're supporting the president.
President. Okay, yeah. So now, she did not have a long time, and this is what Armstrong were saying. If they would have gotten behind her way earlier in the Democratic Party, then they could have created what she stands for and her platform. She did not have enough time or hasn't had enough time to really talk about her platform, so it's shifty.
You know, it's very shifty.
It's shifty, and it's hard for people to kind of understand because what they've seen is a disastrous border. They saw people standing around and covering up a president who, by far, and he still is the president of our United States, is not all there. Oh, he's fine. He's great. He's 100%. And the Americans saw that this was a great, in front of our eyes, a huge cover-up.
And the media, our national media, was complacent in this, if not one of the primary reasons. You know, when you had Scarborough and others saying, oh, no, this guy is sharp as a tack. He could work, you know, he could work circles around everybody, when it wasn't true. And then when Biden went up on the debate, and it was so apparent where they were, they turned on him in a second, and they said, oh my gosh, there's no way he's going to be, you know, he's electable. And then they had the, the quote coup attempt. I'm just saying is, I understand why the Democrats did it. It wouldn't be a surprise to me to find out they put him out there just because they knew he was having these problems and they needed to make a shift. So where would they shift to? They shift to Kamala Harris. That was their only option. And now you're taking a person that, can this person be president of the United States? With everything that's going on in our world, with our economy, with the border, with our military, the infrastructure, this is a big election, my friends. This is a very big election. But the bottom line on this is, do I want to continue on the way it's been for the last 4 years? And if you believe, yeah, that's great, then vote that way. Or if you want to change, and I'm not saying that Trump is my favorite person at all. I'm not sure I'd have dinner with him. I look at, is this the way we want to continue to go? And by the way, for well over a year, maybe even longer, we questioned Biden's fitness here in our station, only because of basing it on what we saw, what we could see when things were, when you could see it without it being edited, tremendously edited, that obviously he was having problems. And being around people that are older, you know that, they have good days and bad days. The president can't have a bad day. So we're going to take a break. Hey, we come back, we're going with local businessman, farmer, and more, Bob Nash.
Yay.
When we come back from the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's military is working to confirm the identities of three militants killed in a military operation in Gaza. There is intense speculation at this hour that Hamas's top leader was one of the casualties. An independent panel is recommending fundamental changes at the U.S. Secret Service. This following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at a July campaign rally in Pennsylvania. Immigration was a main topic during Vice President Harris's first-ever sit-down interview with Fox News. She told Special Report with Brett Baer that she's been hard on migrant crime, but Republicans have not.
It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur.
Also on the presidential campaign trail, Donald Trump talked about the cost of living during an event in Atlanta.
We will put more money in your pocket. We will let you keep more money than you ever thought possible. We're bringing it down. We're bringing the cost down. We will have large tax cuts for workers, and we are going to have something very special. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime. And no tax on Social Security benefits for our seniors.
The White House says the federal government has approved nearly $2 billion in assistance across six states to help people hit hard by hurricanes Helene and Milton. Wall Street, green arrows, the Dow ahead by 105 points. The NASDAQ is better by 39. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that could protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold for your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free. Zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
The United States warns of growing North Korean military support for Russia's war against Ukraine. Deputy Secretary of State Kirk Campbell says Washington and its allies are alarmed by North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. But he couldn't confirm Ukrainian claims that the communist North was also sending soldiers to fight for Moscow.
There are reports of further activities, including personnel. We are still evaluating those reports. We are concerned by them. And as I said, I think we agreed that we'll continue to monitor the situation closely.
Meanwhile, North Korea has revised its constitution to define South Korea as a hostile state for the first time. Leader Kim Jong-un called for the constitution to be changed, designating South Korea as an enemy. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Supreme Court has allowed a Biden administration rule aimed at limiting pollution from coal-fired power plants to stay in place as legal challenges play out.
The court rejected a push from Republican-led states and industry groups to block the Environmental Protection Agency rule. One conservative justice publicly dissented, and two others said they expected the challengers to win eventually, but the rule doesn't need to be blocked now. The challengers argued the EPA overstepped and set unattainable standards.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A man has been arrested for animal cruelty after authorities say he abandoned his dog along a highway during last week's hurricane evacuation in Florida. The dog, nicknamed Trooper by the Florida Highway Patrol, was found alive in floodwaters up to his chest. He has since been placed with a foster family. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Well, I got coffee. You brought me coffee. You know, I've discovered that I must be addicted to this stuff.
I don't know. If you listen back to the 7 o'clock hour and 8 o'clock hour, it's like a switch gets turned on. Somewhere there in 30 minutes is like, boom.
It got kicked in. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Christina is running the board.
Morning.
Our Ukrainian princess.
Very good morning.
Good morning, and it's National Poetry Day. So I have some limericks I was going to read, but Christina said that she would have to bleep me out.
Okay.
So I won't do those.
I'm sure you know a few.
Where's a lady?
After being in the Marines for 33 years, you probably have some really nice limericks.
You know, I have a few.
I bet. Protecting your shoe.
A lot of
red flag
anyway,
warning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I want to talk about this red flag warning we've got right now with the National Weather Service. It looks like we have temperatures are just around 70 today. Beautiful time to be out. Sweater weather, 5 to 11 miles per hour. We may have gusts of wind up to 24 miles per hour. But tonight will be clear. Overnight lows of 48. Did you see the moon? Oh, my gosh. It is like a moon bath. You could take a bath in that moonlight. It's absolutely gorgeous. But our winds tonight could be up to 25 miles per hour. Friday calls for sunny skies with a high near 75. Overnight lows of what are you laughing? Are you laughing right now?
A moon bath. I was just trying.
A moon bath, 56. Yeah.
Is that why you were running around the backyard, you know,
yes, for the
naked last
night? Well, I don't know about that, but I did sit out there and try to, you know, get the moon glow going on. So the gusts of wind tomorrow night could be up to 24 miles per hour. So we just need to really pay attention to that. Those are some rather large winds. Saturday, the same, with gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Sunny, though, with the temperatures around 85 on Saturday. So we're going up almost 15 degrees from today to Saturday, and Sunday will be about 77. There's kind of your forecast. But, again, red flag warning with those winds. And the weather is brought to you by always when we read our weather by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. Where they give senior and veteran discounts. They work hard to get your propane needs to you, so give them a call at 530-365-3793.
Well, let's talk about the shoe fire real quickly here. It's still growing. It's about 8% contained. There's a lot of people out there working out there. I mean, dozens of helicopters, teams, 47 pumping trucks. I mean, it's a full on thing, and they've got it about 8% contained. But here's the danger: is you with the weather warning there of high gust, and the Record Searchlight is reporting they could have the east wind with gust up to 55 miles per hour. And here's a public safety power shutoff watch up there at South Fork, where we have our transmitters, us and many other stations and all this. Public safety power shutoff could start as early as 9:30 this morning and last till the 20th. So power going out for people. And so that's just South Fork. But there's probably others that people are getting to, the public safety power shutoff. So be aware of that. And that could be happening to prevent any of the power lines going down and starting more fires. So our guest today is a friend and it was a business associate in a way. We'll talk about that. Bob Nash.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. And
Nash Ranch.
Nash Ranch. And I just went online. Maybe we can start there. I mean, your family, it looks like you've celebrated how many years now as the Nash Ranch, doing so many things, especially in October and November with all the things that are going on that we'll talk about in a minute.
Well, the Nash Ranch, I think, is at about 70 years. And the Pumpkin Patch celebration that we have going on is, I think, we're at 33 years.
Yeah. Isn't that just amazing? Wow. And I think about the work. I mean, just... You know, first of all, how long does it take? I mean, does it start right after you finished your pumpkin festival, your pumpkin patch, your corn maze, your haunted house, your craft fair, all those things? You can go to NashRanch.com and find out the hours and all that. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about the preparation.
Well, the preparation starts on November 1st.
I thought.
Literally. We spend the whole year working on it, and we're already planning out next year.
Did you say before that you have, for your haunted house, does a special team come in to do that?
Well, it's an independent operator, a third party.
Right.
Because it just takes way more than what we can do to make it right. And it takes a certain mentality to make it what it is.
Most of us don't think the way they think.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. And I'm glad of it.
Me too.
Every Friday and Saturday.
You wake up to a chainsaw going off in the bedroom. You know, maybe this is not the right person.
Well, and the chainsaw is really kind of the minor part of it.
Yeah, so that's every Friday and Saturday. And you know how long it's been since I think I've been to a haunted house at a ranch like this?
You don't like going being scared.
I don't like being scared, but I think it's probably since high school. And maybe I'm ready.
Well, really the fun part of this haunted house is just to see all the animatronics and the artistic and all that stuff. It's actually pretty impressive.
I bet. You know what? Let's go back, though, to
Bob Nash.
Bob Nash. The Nash Ranch has been here, you said, 70 years. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know,
sure.
You know your predecessors and how did it all start?
Well, the ranch itself started in the 1880s.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, I think the property was selling for like $2,500.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy by the name of Littleton Dryden, who was a pioneer here in Shasta County and had a couple of significant contributions. But he was the original owner developer of the ranch. It had a couple of owners before that. But
1880s. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
He built the first house and the first barn there and kind of kept it as a cattle ranch. And and I think his family and his heirs owned that property up through the 1940s. And then there was some bachelor brothers that came out right after the war, bought the ranch, built a new house in place of the old shack. And then there was another owner right after that. And then they had to sell it because they had a daughter who was deathly allergic to poison oak.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's not much else out there. So they had to sell it just to get her out of that environment.
Yeah.
And that was one of my dad bought the property in the early, mid-50s.
And how many acres out there?
Well, originally it was about 250 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then he added a 120-acre piece onto it so he could build a pond for water storage for irrigation.
Sure.
So my father developed all the irrigation out there. There was no irrigation before that.
Well, that's a
legacy. So that ranch has been around since, mid-1800s.
Yeah.
And then your dad bought it in the 50s. I have a friend that he looks at poison oak and – I mean, he starts breaking out.
Oh, yeah.
And he is a hunter. He is out all the time. And he comes home and he has to use a certain kind of soap. And I forget what the name of the soap is.
Well, there's Fell's Naphtha that some people use. And the old standard lava soap, you know, the hand soap.
Oh, yeah.
Works good for
well,
cutting
this
poison.
Stuff, yeah. And he'll slather himself with that, you know, to try and keep the poison oak off him.
Yeah, yeah.
And but he can tell if he misses a spot because there it is. It could be in the center of his back because he couldn't reach that. But, but you know, and so I understand that if you've got somebody in your family that, you know, looking at it or just breathing it in and you try and burn it and you're in the smoke and you get it.
Well, 'tis the season now when you think about everything that goes on with the pumpkin patch. But your ranch is a working ranch.
It is a working ranch.
And yeah. I see here, according to... again, you go to Nash Ranch. There's some wonderful. I followed right along with what you were saying. You, besides sheep, pumpkins and corn, sheep and lambs, alfalfa hay, oat hay, barley feed grain, and bird seed millet.
It's been a while since we grew the millet, but it's kind of a fun project. And so we were growing the whole head millet for cage birds, and it's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, because that's something that we don't even think, like, where does the seed come from? I don't think I've ever thought about where bird seed comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So you grow it.
We have, yeah.
And you produce bird seed millet.
Yep.
Okay.
And we'd cut it by hand, and then you got to box it up. And,
wow.
And, of course, you have to promote it and sell it. Most of it goes online.
I guess.
Yeah.
We need to take a quick break here. We're here with Bob Nash from Nash Ranch, and we're going to be talking a lot more, but learning that the ranch has been here really since probably around the 1860s, 70s, and the Nash family bought it in the 50s
mm-hmm.
and expanded it there, and your dad started all the irrigation out there for it. And it's just, you know, we're going to talk about ranching and farming. Because it's not easy, especially today. But we're also going to talk about all the great events you have out there and a few other things. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And, you know, Judy built this company back in 1993 and has been helping our community ever since. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. If you have questions with the way the economy has been, with the way the insurance industry has been, there's bound to be questions. Well, for a free review and analysis and evaluation of all the plans you have, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She treats her customers like friends. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy. But we've sent people over that could not get insurance on their homes because of the new insurance craziness out there. Well, it's not new. It's been going on for well over a year. And she has helped them get insurance in every case for their homes. It's a good place to go to, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Bob Nash of Nash Ranch.
It's beginning to smell a lot like pumpkin everywhere I go. Take a sniff in the coffee shop, aromas that just won't stop. All that I can say is no, no, no. It's beginning to smell a lot like pumpkin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Redding families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Redding's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Redding City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our Police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Open now through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Step back to the turn of the 20th century and learn about the many forms of Art Nouveau. Explore the broad range of work by Czechoslovakian artist Alphonse Mucha and immerse yourself in timeless art. Presented by the J&D Jaramonti Family Fund. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Open now at Turtle Bay. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's the season of the pumpkin. Get yourself to Bunkin', Bunkin' on the Brain.
Welcome back to Big Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The rich in between.
We're talking with Bob Nash from Nash Ranch. I mean, his family's been around here a long time. But we're learning fascinating things that I don't even know if we can talk about. Really,
well, one of these days.
That, you know, about how your dad grew up. And we'll try to get to those. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, it is a community bank. It's a local bank. Local board of directors. Matt Mosley is the president, and we all know the Mosley family from around here. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, one at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us. And the main branch over at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cornerstone Shopping Center. They're a sponsor for so many local events. They are easy to work with. We do business with Cornerstone, and we're real happy. To learn more, just stop by one of the branches or go to bankcornerstone.com. They've been acknowledged as one of the best small banks in all of California, and that means probably the United States. Cornerstone Community Bank.
So, Bob Nash,
Nash Ranch.
Was your dad Louis or Louie?
Lewis. But okay. He went by Louis. He went by Doc.
Okay, it says, yeah, it says Lewis Doc Nash developed irrigation. Now, when you're talking at the break about how he was a surgeon, the first real big surgeon in Reading, and had this wonderful, prolific career here doing that.
His job put him through medical school, or his employers. Did I understand that right?
Well, his employers prior to medical school.
Prior to medical school.
They scholarshiped him through.
Yeah, they took a liking to him. Because
that was at the height of the Depression.
Yeah.
Only a few people had any money.
So, but with
that industry.
With him being a surgeon, and then where did the love and his knowledge coming to for him to develop the irrigation on the property? And here it says, he developed irrigation on the property and flood irrigated alfalfa and cow pasture utilizing water from Stillwater Creek and the pond since 1960. So how did, with his history of that, being a surgeon, how did he have the knowledge of all of that?
Well, it started out as an investment for him. He was single, a bachelor, he didn't have any place to spend his money. And, and he was making a couple of bucks once he got his practice established. And so the thing to do then was to purchase farmland or ranch land and develop it a little bit and resell it. But in the meantime, he met a nurse and got married and had children, and they decided that was a good place to raise kids. And now there's been two generations raised there, and it's working on the third generation now. And that's kind of where we are.
It's a great story. It's a great story. And so, you also have besides all of the events that are coming out there, you've got, which I love, you've got a craft fair that happens that's going on until, what, November 1st?
Well,
every weekend?
Well, every weekend through October. So the craft fairs are just Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And then the haunted house Friday, Saturday.
Friday.
Now the corn maze.
Yeah.
Carl, we have to do that.
You absolutely do have to do it.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
And there's a Sunday. You do it Sunday and Thursday from 10 to 6. Tell us about the corn maze.
Well, the corn maze is open every day from 10 to 6 on Friday and Saturday nights. It's open at night. And there might be some scares out there. I don't go out there.
8 acres.
You've never seen somebody go through a corn maze without following the trail.
8 acres
of
corn.
But if you scare her, it's going to be a straight line from wherever it was to the car. I just want to let you know this early.
It says in the corn maze, 8 acres of corn and over 3 miles of trails.
We packed the trails in.
And it said, you're sure to get lost. Ooh.
I went out there Saturday night with a map because I had to update one of the things. We have a word puzzle out there, so you have to find all the signboards that have the letters, and then
you have
to figure out the word puzzle. So I took a couple of my sisters there. They were visiting for the weekend. And so I was touring these elderly women around out there, and we got to the very far away corner, and somehow my son, who does the chainsaw scare, found us there. I don't know how long he'd been following us, but he waited.
He waited.
Yeah, and so He got us all, but he put my sisters down in the corn.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it was pretty funny. And of course, he thought it was funny, and so he turned around and walked away.
Yeah.
Well, they're picking themselves up, like maybe one of them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, at our age, you don't just pick yourself up. You have to kind of wallow around a little bit.
And not only that.
Roll around till you can find something. You can push yourself up. Uh-huh. And if you can,
and
grab.
Some people may be going, I'm glad I brought my other set of Depends.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
I mean, when they say you can scare the pee out of somebody, it's not kidding.
Well, somebody, the old chainsaw one, and I've heard of this one. Talk about somebody that cranks a chainsaw up, even though the chainsaw doesn't move or anything like that. I mean, it's absolutely safe, but you get the sound.
You get the sound and the surprise. And actually, the biggest surprise is one of our girls that does scares with a leaf blower, an electric leaf blower.
Oh, yeah.
She got me with that last year, and I'm just now getting my skin back on.
You never know what might appear out of the corn maze. Oh.
So this is going on right now.
Yep.
And can you go through it during the day?
You can go daytime. It's not haunted during the day, so it's actually somewhat safe.
Well, then that you can do that right at dusk. So you can start off on walking through, and then it gets dark. And now you got to finish wondering what's going to happen to you next, which is really can be scarier than what's happening out there.
Most of the scare actors are not that scary. You know, they might just show up in front of you or maybe behind you. It's the two that make sound that kind of gets
So these are locals that you hire for those kids and stuff, and they probably get off on it.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They love it. Then, of course, we have people that come out and pay to get in. In costume, and they'll just hang out for the evening.
Oh my God!
So they pay to get in, so they can help scare people.
That's about it. Yeah. So,
Well, you know, that's a pretty good business model you have going there, Bob.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we're with Bob Nash of Nash Ranch. We're talking about what's going on out there during the Halloween season, but we also learned a lot about the Nash Ranch itself. It's been around, the ranch itself, the property's been around since the mid-1800s, really.
Yep.
And then his father, Doc Nash, bought the property, expanded it, so he could put in an irrigation system. You see, here's the only surgeon in town that's putting in irrigation systems at the same time.
Yeah.
He must have had a very inquiring mind.
He was fascinated with it. And, you know, and of course he was learning all about it, so it took him a while, but that was his recovery space out at that ranch.
Oh yeah, I guess that would be. Yeah. And he could go out there and just not have to think about it.
Yeah, his professional career was a little bit high stress, and so he'd go out there and he'd get on a tractor and do that all day. Or go chase his cows or something like that.
There you go. Chasing cows. 8:30 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Who've been with us since day one. Maybe even earlier than that. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot. If you remember where Lucky Miller's used to be, or the old Subway. It's right there on the corner. They were founded in 1960, and they've been in that same barbershop since 1966. Let me keep saying that, barbershop. It's not a hair salon, my friends, but it is a great barbershop. Better known, locally owned, run business right here in town. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They started where you can make appointments, which is what I do, so it works out on my schedule, by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. And I haven't had a Barrett haircut there in 17 years. So what can I say? I just keep going back to the same place because it works for me. Man's last stronghold. And here's the best part. They don't get into political discussions in the barbershop. They just don't do it, which I think is great. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Okay. You go.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? If there's something weird.
Good morning and welcome back to this Thursday edition. Good to be here today. Usually I don't come in on Thursday, but I knew that Bob Nash was going to be here, so I wanted to come in specifically because I had a great opportunity and chance at the Bark, Wine, and Brew to sit next to you at Connie Granol's table, and I just enjoyed your company. And we've worked with you before because you were part of helping us to sustain our business,
and grow
through
our business.
During the COVID, before COVID and during the COVID, and thank God. Your organization you were with then, which was?
That was Superior California Economic Development.
There you go. Yeah.
SCED.
Yep.
We had you on back then because money gets tight out there. And sometimes your business hasn't grown to the spot that you need, but you want to expand. And you all were recommended to us by a friend of ours in the banking industry. And we came in and Bob was running the place then. And it was so refreshing to deal with people that looked at you and weren't just looking at numbers, but were looking at you, your history, and all that. And you all gave us the loan for us to be able to buy all of our stuff to start up our FM back in 2019.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, so do I, because
that was a fun project.
They didn't have to go through, 60 different people. I went in and talked to you and a couple other people. And before we were out of the office, you said, yeah, we can do this. And we, of course, paid you back.
You did.
Yeah, we paid you all back, I think it was last year.
That feels good. Yeah. You know, as a business owner, to be able to, if like when we started, we were with Five Star. It took us quite a while, but it felt good. And I tell people that, you know, when they're interested in something, I go, when you're really interested in starting a business, we know that we put our house up as collateral. You can't get any more, like, you better make it work, otherwise you're going to lose your house. So we worked our heinies off for years, and we finally paid that loan off, and it just feels so good, like, with the SCED, to be able to know that you're growing, you're paying stuff back, but it just really does take a community. And so you're very involved with Rotary, too.
I am, yeah. Been a Rotary member. I was chartered with the Sunrise Club in the early 1990s. I can't remember what year it was, but, yeah, been there for a while.
Did we hit SCED enough? I think people need to know about this business owners.
Well, they're still doing it. That's what they do. They make the scary loans that the banks are not able to make.
Yeah.
Which would probably be really, if people are listening right now and thinking about how am I going to do this or grow that, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe they want to start a restaurant and they're just a little bit off, that they could sit down with these experts.
Yeah, the restaurants are the most challenging to finance. You know, and of course, you know, the food service industry is a very challenged industry, and it's very difficult for even the people that know what they're doing. And but we've done a number of, I say we, I'm not there anymore, but my successors are there, and they're still working at it, still making loans, getting businesses up and running or expanded. Kind of like,
and for us, we were expanding, and a bank we've been doing business with for 5 years at that time was hesitating, and the branch manager said, you know, you need to go over and talk to Bob Nash. He says, because I don't understand what the higher ups at this bank was doing, which we no longer do business with, and that's when we went over to SCED. And like I said, it was so refreshing to deal with people that saw our vision, took a look at what we had done in the past, and thought, yeah, this is a good investment. And when people look at you as an individual and what you've accomplished and what you hope to accomplish and want to help you grow that, I can't say enough about what you did, Bob, for us, but also for other businesses like us.
Yeah, it's a challenging business. I'd been in finance my entire career, and then going to the nonprofit business development finance business. It's exciting because you're doing challenging deals. The easy deals you don't get to see because the bank gets all those.
Yeah,
and so there's a lot of the deals are based on just the history and the knowledge of the individuals, and you're making a bet every time, and that's what they do.
Well, but you've obviously that you've made enough good bets on people, and the you know, sometimes it's beyond your control, but other times, if you know your business plan is laid out and all this, and SCED, which you say is a nonprofit.
They are.
So that, you know, they're not being driven to make this much money. They just want to get paid back. Yeah.
But, you know, they still have the old adage, even though you're a nonprofit business organization, it doesn't mean you can't make a profit.
Yeah.
So they have an SBA program there that's a good profitable program for them for financing commercial property acquisition. Or refinance, and that's a good program. It's a larger dollar type program.
Well, we ought to think about buying a building and make it into a country western bar.
I think you should.
You know what? There is no country western bar anywhere around here. I think maybe Red Bluff?
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, think about that, where you can go there and dance on Friday and Saturday nights, get bar food, punch the ball, ride a bull.
Yeah, a
goat.
There's a lot. You know, it's
very no goats.
Or bring them in just for the little small petting zoo. Now,
let's take an early break.
I just want to ask you a quick question about where you talk about in this website want to hold an event at Nash Ranch. I had a friend over on the other night that was giving haunted tickets out for Rotary. So there's Rotary by Nights from you like that. It's a Rotary night.
Well, the Rotary Club, I think it's Reading Rotary Club, has a, they do a haunt.
Yeah, they have the
old monolith.
At the monolith.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
When she was talking about.
Okay.
And so that's a fundraiser for them.
Okay.
And I've not been through it or heard much about it, but I know it's a lot of work. It's basically an all hands on deck event for them. Everybody has to show up.
But, now, let's take a quick break and come back and talk about how do we get to the to Nash Ranch. How do we get tickets? Can you probably have, can you have groups come? Do you put groups through there of people?
Well,
or is it mainly just individuals?
Well, it's a combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that when we
all
get back.
Okay.
We're with Bob Nash of Nash Ranch. Also, we met him years ago when we were expanding into FM when he was running the Superior California
Economic Development.
Economic Development. And I can't say enough about that program. And the being able to expand our business with the FM, being able to buy everything that needed to go along with it, and the way that way we were treated, and the fact that they're looking at you and not just the quote bottom line type thing. So if you're thinking about expanding, even though Bob doesn't work there anymore, I think people need to know about SCED. We'll be right back.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now at the Turtle Bay Museum, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. On exhibition now through January 5th, featuring interactive games, challenges, brain teasers, and more. Perfect for families of all ages and school groups. Test your brain power and problem-solving skills now at Turtle Bay Museum. Don't miss out on this immersive exhibition. Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor.
Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And just remember, it's cold and sunny today with our highs around 70. But we do have a red flag warning with those gusts up to 24 miles per hour. Tonight they could go up to 25. Tomorrow as well. And then Saturday, our temperatures go up to about 85, but we could have gusts up to about 18 miles per hour. So I guess we'd batten down the hatches a little bit here.
PG&E has already started putting out warnings that they're turning off the power, could be turning off the power as early as 9:30 today if you're up in the Whiskeytown, South Fork area up there.
Yikes.
And so stand by. The Nash Ranch will continue no matter what the wind is. And we're here with Bob Nash from Nash Ranch. And so if somebody has never been out to your place, what can they expect?
Well, when you get out there, the first thing you'll see is the turn off to the haunt, which is a Friday, Saturday, nighttime only. And as you continue out, you basically drive through the ranch, cross Stillwater Creek, and when you get out there, you'll see the pumpkin patch. You'll see the corn maze. Easy to find parking. There's lots of parking, although sometimes if it gets busy, you might have to walk a little ways. And so that's what you're going to see. We had the annual tractor show, antique tractor show, with the Antique Tractor and Engine Club last week, and that was a lot of fun. And then
Do you have a big draw? Is that a big draw?
It's not a real big draw, but people that like that kind of thing enjoy coming out and seeing it. And, of course, you know, all the owners of the engines love showing them off.
Right, right. So like a big car show, but with antique tractors. Well, what would you say about how many tractors and people come to that?
It's not as big of a show anymore as it used to be. The people, the real aficionados are aging out.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, we had up to 75 displays out there.
Jeez.
This last weekend, we probably had maybe 40 or 50.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because that's got to be something that's generational. I would think that, you know, the love of that antique tractor and the knowledge of it is something that passes down. Because, where does an 18-year-old decide, oh, I'm going to really get into antique vintage tractors.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the interest was people that grew up with that. You know, they grew up on farms, or they had a relative that had a farm.
Right.
And so that was their interest. But we don't have as many of those people anymore.
Right, right, right.
Well, it's like I keep thinking Cool April Nights is going to age itself out, but I'm wrong, because it seems like there's more, younger people are now getting back into cars, but they need mentors, really.
The younger people now are starting to realize that the muscle car era, it really was kind of special, because you can't get that anymore.
No, that was my era.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they just announced that the Phillips 66 Los Angeles refinery is closing.
Oh, that's historical.
Yeah. I haven't read the whole story, I just saw the headlines that, you know, without the refineries, no gas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already tough enough here as it is. Yeah. So just something else that the state of California has offered to us.
Well, I could go on and on about that.
Well, you know, I get Range Magazine. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with the magazine, but I understand the concept of range management.
Well, this is, it's based on like Northern California, Eastern Oregon, but Utah, Nevada, mm-hmm. Idaho. And the problems that ranchers run into. I mean, it's really a great magazine, and they're very pro ranching and farming. And what the government has done, year after year after year, just to make it harder.
It's incredible how many agencies that we have to answer to and keep their feathers smoothed.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, people have been using BLM land.
Mm-hmm.
For literally decades, all of a sudden they're losing their access to it for a variety of reasons, none of which makes sense when you consider where does our food come from?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from Nash Ranch, and it comes from all these other ranches and farms, and you're making it harder. 90% of all of our food comes from our American farmers and ranchers. And yet they're making it harder.
It really has gotten substantially more difficult. And some of it for a good reason. You know, there needs to be someone keeping track of some of this stuff. But some of it, a lot of it really is way over the top. And the problem is every time they come up with a new rule, well, then it's a whole new agency and a new staff at the government. And so it's more money at the government.
Yeah, the government's growing. I mean, it's the biggest employer out here. And the things are is that the people who really care about their land, who want to be the land to be fertile and taken care of and watered and all of this is the farmers and ranchers. Mm-hmm. They've been doing this for, their families, for decades, just like you all have done.
Yeah.
And yet, for some reason, the government, now they're going to, I just saw at the World, one of these UN big conferences, they're talking about the amount of methane being released. Oh, excuse me, mm-hmm. but what are you going to, just take out the cow industry? And you just said there's less beef in the United States than there has been for a long time.
The cattle numbers are down, and prices are up.
Yeah.
And, and then we've got substantial competition from foreign beef that's brought in, primarily Argentina and Brazil.
And it says an American product, but it's not it's an American product because they bring it in and they package it, but it's from another country.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And, and when the laws allowing those kind of imports, they have very intentional loopholes in them that allow the really big meat companies to be able to do that. And it's because they want cheaper beef so that they can, sell for less on the market.
Well, then you've got like three companies that control almost all the processing of beef.
Yep.
And I think two of them are foreign owned. Maybe all three of them are foreign owned. So they can fix those things. And there's, they've had to pay millions of dollars in fines, but it doesn't make any difference
mm-hmm.
because they control it.
That's right.
It's just not easy for small farmers and ranchers or even larger ones.
Well, and it's more expensive, and that's the reason the American growers frequently have a hard time competing with imports because the people that are growing produce and beef and that, in other countries, they don't have the regulation that we have.
No, and that's the other thing. What kind, how are these, if everybody's so, they've got to have so much room and all this. Well, you don't know where that beef came from. Okay. I want to get Ranch Magazine on here one day because Range Magazine.
Yeah.
Now, Nash Ranch, the haunted maze, the haunted house. One more time. How do people get tickets?
Well, we don't have a ticket system. You just come out and show up.
Just come out and show up.
Okay. What we do is on Saturdays and Sundays, We usually have a youth leadership group at the gate that will charge $4 a car to come in, and that's a fundraiser for them.
Okay.
And
wow. Goes to a good
that's
cause.
Beautiful.
It's to a good cause, and they actually get a lot of tips because people believe in what they're doing, and mm-hmm. you know, and it's the kids that are out there doing the collecting, and so you know that they're getting the money.
Makes my heart feel warm there.
And then we do the same thing for food concession when we can get a group that wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come out and raise money, you know, with the hamburger stand or whatever it is that they're doing. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, we had the Black Butte Middle School came out to raise money for their eighth grade trip, wherever they go. It used to be Washington, D.C. Maybe they're still doing that.
Well, okay. So the hours out there?
We open it. Well, during the week, technically, we open at 11, but the gates open before that if a person
okay.
wants to come in. We don't.
And you can walk through the corn maze.
You can go through the
during
corn maze.
During the daytime.
Daytime, yeah.
Haunted house always until night.
Pick a pumpkin.
You can
pumpkins.
Well, you can't pick just one.
You've got to get those pumpkins off that land like now.
Well, and we have big wheelbarrows to make sure
okay.
that there's no limitation on what you want to get.
I like that.
Yeah.
That is great.
It's your locally grown pumpkin right there.
Yes.
But the thing out there is, you know, it all comes from there.
Located at?
We're at 10925 Old Oregon Trail.
All right.
And there's big signs out there. You can't miss it.
We got to go this year.
We're going.
Okay.
We're going.
We're doing that.
Okay. We got to run. Bob Nash, Nash Ranch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me in.
Tomorrow, House Realty and Scott Seaton from North State Symphony is going to join
Fantastic.
Us and talk about things that are happening. Watch out for the wind out there, my friends, and have a great day, and God bless America.
Thanks, Bob.